now Warsaw. WRSW, 1480 AM and W59BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana. This broadcast is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on 99.7 FM, 1480 AM at newsnowwarsaw.com and on the 1480 News Now app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports and Hall of Famer, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. Looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day today. There's a slight chance of rain, but I wouldn't cancel my plans for it. And what a night it was last night. A beautiful night for football and a fabulous ending to the football game as Warsaw rallies with 15 points in the fourth quarter, and they beat Snyder 33-30. We'll play a highlight for you, and we'll talk with Coach Curtis and the boys he's brought with him here in just a little bit. Looking at the other scores involving conference teams, it was Tippecanoe Valley beating Plymouth 22-14. Columbia City blew out Northwood 45-7. Jimtown won at home over Wawasee 41-21. It was Angola over Goshen 41-18. Elkhart ruins the christening of the brand new Jake Field with a 22-20 win over Concord. Mishawaka wins at Mishawaka Marion 40-14. And Northridge pulls away late and beat West Noble 62-32 up in Ligonier. Again, the Tigers were winners last night over Snyder 33-30. We'll talk with Bart Curtis about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Mike Bergen with Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Aldifer Bergen & Company. Are you ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether it's a strong opening drive or a last-second two-minute drill, you need a plan that works when it matters most. From building your strategy to protecting what you've earned, to finishing strong in retirement. Don't fumble your future. Let us help build your financial game plan today. Contact us at 122 West Market Street in Warsaw and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Unfortunately, the end of the boating season is coming sooner than any of us wants. Be ready to go next spring by visiting Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services, indoor, safe, and clean boat stores, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing the flooring or redoing your boat's furniture and canvas top. And don't forget to check out their current inventory of South Bay and Angler Quest pontoons or a custom-built catamaran deck boat. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services. Expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Small businesses are the heart of our community. That's why Crossroads Bank offers customized loans and business checking. From startups to established companies, Crossroads Bank is here to support your growth. Visit today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Brew, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads.
When it comes to keeping your home cool and comfortable, don't settle for average. Go with the flow. Find out why Flotek Plumbing and Heating was named the Bryant Heating and Cooling National Dealer of the Year. Elite customer service, expert installation, and a commitment to doing whatever it takes. This month, get a full HVAC tune-up for just $59 or receive a smart thermostat with any AC installation and $50 off any repair. Award-winning comfort is just a call or click away. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating, the best of the best.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, coach. Congratulations.
Good morning, Roger. Thank you.
Congratulations on a great win last night. That was one where we said three or four times it looked like the boys were beat and there was no way they were going to come back, and they just figured out a way. And that, when you're that early in a season trying to figure everything out, trying to get everything in alignment, and to win that way, that's going to make you feel pretty good about the composure of your guys.
It was, particularly in a circus atmosphere. So, yeah, I'm pleased about that as far as coming, being able to put our head on the pillow with a win. We'll talk about this a little later. Not the prettiest game, but showed a lot of resilience, being down two scores heading into the fourth quarter. So, you know, you're proud that our guys bowed their backs and, found a way to continue competing, because really it's just one play, the next play, regardless of what the situation is. And hopefully it's ingrained in some of their heads that, hey, they're right. If we just play the next play and, you know, play at a fevered pitch but not in a panic mode, good things could happen. And they did.
We haven't seen this play out this often in your first 8 years where your touchdowns are the big plays and not the bludgeoning that we often see this offense put on other teams, where it's 5, 6, 7 yards down the field, boof, 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 and into the end zone after 20 plays in 8 minutes. There was none of that going on last night, but your team still won the game.
There really wasn't, and it's kind of a carryover, Roger, from our Concord sectional game last year on Halloween night that we ended up not winning. But I think if you recall on that, we utilized, you know, based upon how defenses are playing you, we were able to utilize our halfbacks, particularly Tucker last year, in that game a whole lot different ways, you know, with some counter sweep actions, some counter tray actions, some different ways to run triple and some different ways to run toss with the idea of getting the ball in the perimeter. Okay, so mama didn't raise a fool, okay? I'm not going to slam my fingers in the door too many times, okay? The door stays the same. The fingers get, you know, bruised, battered, and broken. We have, obviously, some bullets at some positions at halfback, and, you know, we got to utilize them. In the off season, around the Christmas, Thanksgiving dinner table and Christmas dinner table, it was mentioned that, you know, we had halfbacks, one halfback that averaged 13.2 yards every time he touched the ball last year, and another one that averaged 9 yards every time he touched the ball last year. So it was brought up to one relative who happened to be there, who also coaches with us, that those guys need to touch the ball more, or you might be written out of the will.
Okay.
Which means he'd get nothing instead of getting nothing.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Only because I have nothing.
I think through the first half of the game, it looked a lot like the scrimmage, where it just was a struggle for the offense, unable to find room in the middle of the field, and the timing wasn't right. We had players running into each other, and it just didn't feel smooth.
We're good at that. We're good at running into each other on both sides of the ball, and sometimes in the kicking game. We're trying to get better at not running into each other and running into the opponent full speed. I got to process it here in my head of what the first couple drives look like. Did we go three and out and punt, or did we get a first down? Kind of
got a first down on a penalty.
Okay.
Got two
offsides. Okay.
Two first downs in the game.
Okay.
By penalty on a hard count, which your quarterbacks have become very good at over the years.
Yeah.
And a couple of punt plays, which I think early in the season we see a lot of bad snaps, low snaps, high snaps, coverage mistakes. I thought for a lot of the game, I thought your kickers did a good job. Yeah. Your snappers did an excellent job. And your cover guys for first game, I thought, were pretty decent.
Yeah, that was one of our bright spots last night was I thought we placed the ball away from their really fast kids when we could. The snaps by Zach Reniker were darn near perfect. One was a little high, but we had an issue with a hold, I think, on our first PAT. But we will, you talked about the bludgeoning and, the manner in which we want to move the football is truly based upon how people want to defend us and what they want to give us. If you recall last year, our fullback position against Snyder probably had 250 yards rushing.
Yes. Just
that position between Michael and Brody.
Yeah.
And it was a little muddy inside there based upon what they were willing to give us and what they were willing to give up. So, obviously, as the game progressed, I thought we worked some kinks out from upstairs, the communication down to the sidelines, and then thus to the players. And, Brady Sauer was able to check into some plays that were advantageous to us, overruling some of the plays that came in, which he has the freedom to do. And that part of it really helps. Instead of attacking a walled city, trying to use their defensive techniques against them. And I think as the game went on, we were able to do that.
What is it about Brady that allows you to give him that freedom?
Well, I don't want to say it's total freedom, okay? There are some things that work in, between Coach Kappas and Coach Curtis Jr. that throughout the week, okay, we believe they're going to, when we line up in unbalance, we believe they're going to overshift to this side. If they do, two-man veers open back to the nub side, or give them scenarios throughout the week in practice of running a reload where there's no play, but we still do the cadence and the motion, and then putting it on the quarterback position. Okay, it's on you. Instead of always, it's okay. If a, how a baby, you have to dip the spoon into the applesauce jar and you have to feed them. And, eventually then they grab for the spoon and grab for the applesauce. And then maybe a little bit later, they actually dip the spoon into the applesauce jar. That's kind of where we're at with quarterback positions at this point of the season.
Okay. Tucker Reed is really fast. I know that
as is Wyatt. Tucker's fast. Wyatt's fast.
Yes, and we have a fabulous story to tell. Wyatt and I had a moment on Thursday morning, and we'll talk about that during his time. But you do have fast guys out there. And
we do.
And when Sauer can make the right read and cut it up in there, he's hard to tackle.
He's short, compact. Now, short is a relevant term. Okay. He's hard to see because he squats down under the center, and we do have some large-hipped linemen that are also tall in some positions. So I was watching the film, and it's kind of hard to tell where the quarterback is. So I'm trying to imagine that from a defensive linebacker position. He's got some jets. He can turn things on vertically. I think our first touchdown of the season was by him. I don't know if it was a veer or a blood. Was it veer? Okay. And, he showed that he had a little breakaway speed there, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, we're – Snyder is fast. Fort Wayne Northrop is fast. And it's nice to see that we've got a couple kids that can run with them, and in – Wyatt's case there at the end, and Tucker's on a couple of his runs. You watch it on film, and one of their fastest kids, and the race stays the same.
Yeah.
For the 95-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
They didn't gain on him. he pulled away a little bit early, which gave him enough to finish off the run.
The defense gave up a lot of yards, and at the same time, when they needed a stop, specifically one that isn't going to get thought of or mentioned a lot, right before halftime, Snyder's got the ball with a chance to go down and score.
They did, yeah.
And your guys,
thanks to me, yeah.
Your guys stiffened up and made some plays there at halftime and kept them off the board. And then you guys got the ball to start the third quarter. And then at
three
the end,
out.
And then in the fourth quarter, to shut that team out after scoring 30 points through three quarters, yeah. That was pretty good.
It was really good. We were opportunistic. We didn't play great or well from the course of the kickoff through the third quarter. We need to play better to compete, and we will. But when there were some key moments defensively, we bowed our backs, stiffened our necks, made some great plays when they counted. I talked to Coach Tip after the game, and I've known Kurt for seems like forever, and always love competing against great guys and great programs. And we kind of looked at each other after the game and shook our heads and said, this is the same game a year later.
It is.
38-30 last year. They had the ball late to go down and tie it or, you know, and send it to double overtime. And this year we came back again and got a little bit of a lead, and they had an opportunity again to come down and either tie it or win it. And, so, yeah, those are the kind of games when it means something, when it's fun, when it's against people you really respect and enjoy competing against, that makes it a whole lot better.
Three guys that we need to mention on the defensive side. Matthew Flores-Ortega made a huge play. They dumped the ball out in the flat, and they gained so many yards on that play.
Oh, yeah.
He saw it coming, and he went for it, and he made a huge tackle.
Huge tackle in the open field on a really good back. And, you know, we've got to get our guys on defense to what we call pull the trigger. Don't sit back and be passive. When you make a decision, live with it and go. If you miss low and outside and turn it back into your buddies, but don't be afraid to miss. Nobody ever lost a game on a missed tackle. You lose games on missed leverage and bad pursuit.
Jackson Hershberger got to play on the defensive line last night, and he got involved.
He did. He'd been a pleasant surprise, and a young man that he and I have had some serious conversations as his freshman and sophomore year. And I believe he has seen the light, and he has really making an effort to do things our way. It has never been an issue on the football field, but I am really proud of how he is taking his studies and his classroom portion of his day seriously. So it was great to see that rewarded because he comes out every day and plays hard. He just goes. And rather than messing around with him and saying, okay, you got to learn offense and you got to learn defense, we said, hey, go play defensive end. Here are the three or four blocks that you could see. Get good at reacting to those full speed, and you never know what will happen. And he was a key cog last night in the fourth quarter.
Putting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because that's where the game changed when we started to
absolutely
make Johnson run around a little bit. He had a lot harder time finding open receivers. Who do you have with you today?
Excuse me, I was swallowing these biscuits and gravy from
that.
The diner, which, my goodness, is incredible. I've got number 6, Wyatt Harmon, formerly number 29. I have number 8, Ethan Rivich, and I have number 13, Cohen McCray. So three great Tigers that are with us this morning, and I'm sure they'll enlighten us.
And they have filled their bellies from the diner. We thank John and everybody over there for helping us with that. Now they're going to fill the airwaves with information for you here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This summer, switch to a hometown connection you can count on. With Surf Fiber Internet, you'll enjoy the fast, reliable speeds needed for streaming, gaming, working from home, and more. Because we live and work in the communities we serve, we're committed to providing exceptional service and dependable connectivity. Internet plans start at just $30 a month and include a free Eero Wi-Fi router and free installation. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, this is Judy Ness of Carpet Depot Interiors. We bring together flooring, cabinets, and countertops, all designed to fit your lifestyle. From modern kitchens to comfortable living spaces, our team handles everything, from design to expert installation. Carpet Depot Interiors is more than a flooring store and has been serving the area for 30 years. Visit CarpetDepotInteriors.com and stop in today at 25 Kings Highway in Winona Lake. Carpet Depot Interiors, the name you know and the quality you can trust.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Wyatt's got the microphone first. So talk to me about the play in which you scored from 95 yards.
When they called the play, I was really excited and just wanted to do my get the right path and get the ball. That was my first focus, and I saw that gap and just took it, and I was just praying not to get caught and just hold the ball.
Because they hadn't... The ball hadn't come your way very often, and Tucker had such a good night of running the football, and Schenck was starting to gain some traction. And we, Andy and I both said in the booth, this is about the time to run number six, either out wide or on that counter play, and then you did.
Yeah, so, I was ready.
So when you get the ball, what do you see?
I just look for blocks and make the best opportunities out of it.
Okay. I want to play it for you here so that you can hear it. And then I got a story to tell you about it because there's a story that goes with this highlight. So here we go.
And they run Harmon on the counter, and here he comes. He's to the 20. He's got to 30, 40, to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, down the middle of the field and all the way for a touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. 2:19 to go. Harmon goes 95.
So Thursday, Thursday before school at practice. And I see Wyatt all the time. We talk almost every week. At least, if nothing else, a fist bump, right?
Yes,
every Thursday and in the hallways at school. And Wyatt says to me, what are you going to say when I score a touchdown tomorrow night? And I said, you score a touchdown, and I'll figure it out. And as you're running down the field, you're to the 50-yard line, I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's going to score a touchdown. I got to figure out what I'm going to say. Talk about the confidence that it takes to be in this offense where you may only get the ball three or four times a game, but you know they're going to be big plays.
You just got to make the best out of the opportunities you have and just play your hardest at each snap. And even if you're not getting the ball, make your best blocks and coach always says, no block, no rock. So
yeah. And you, some of Tucker's biggest runs were because you were out in front of him. Talk about the importance of being a blocker in this offense.
Tucker's a great teammate. I love blocking for him. And it's just knowing my assignments and knowing that it takes 10 people for a play to go right. And one mistake could mess up a big play. So just got to focus on each play.
One more question about that long run. When you got to the 50-yard line, did you start to wonder who was behind you and how far back they were?
Yes, sir. I started like hearing stuff in my head. I didn't know if it was a crowd or someone like catching. I was just like, please.
Well, nobody was going to catch you because the guy was 10 yards behind you by the time you got to the end zone. So talk about what you know that you've got to work on and practice on Monday to get better.
Just taking the right path and inserting and having a good attitude when the game is down and just playing my hardest.
And who are your parents and brothers and sisters and generally where you live?
My dad is Jeremy Harmon and my mom is Cheryl Harmon. And I have three siblings, Gertie Harmon. He's a eighth grader this year playing football. And then Lincoln and Avery are my youngest siblings.
And how old are they?
14, 12, and 7, 8.
Nice. Okay. And what do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to attend a college of aviation. I'm looking at Iowa and Indiana State for aviation.
What do you want to do with that?
Be an airline pilot.
Really? A commercial pilot?
Yes, sir.
And how did you get into that?
Ever since I was little, I loved, like, I'd go to air shows and I loved it. And then I took the class in high school and we went flying. And I just enjoyed it.
With Mr. Coburn?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
He's a great guy.
Is he your favorite teacher?
Yes, sir.
Good. Excellent. Okay, Ethan, talk about the injury and how you're doing. I know that you did a lot more this week than you have in the last couple of weeks.
It's going great. Recovering fast. Should be back next week. Hoping to get cleared on Monday.
Okay. If you get cleared on Monday, could you play on Friday?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, excellent. How difficult was for you to be on the sidelines and watch all that happened in the game last night?
It was difficult. You know, it's hard to sit there and watch and not be able to influence on the field at least. And but you know, you just gotta trust your teammates, and everybody played hard, and it was a great game.
Talk about the off season because you played the first game of the season, the Snyder game at Snyder, as quarterback. And then didn't really play quarterback the whole rest of the season. What made you think that you could be, and I know from talking to you that you should be, the quarterback going into this season?
I really like the position. I like the role that you play. You just got to work hard. And honestly, throughout the off season, I didn't know quite what I was going to play this year. But, yeah, I wanted to play quarterback, so just working hard in the weight room and everything like that.
How much during the game did you talk to Brady?
Every time he came off. Every time he came off the field. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what's your, obviously other than getting cleared on Monday, what is your main objective for getting better and being ready to play if they call your number on Friday night?
I just get as many reps as I can this week and work my butt off and hope that everything goes all right, yeah.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Mom, Amanda Miller, and then my dad is Jason Rivich. My sister, Erin Finney, she just recently got married.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you graduate?
I think I want to go to a line school, become a lineman.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? How'd you get interested in that?
So I'm already in like that area, but I just feel like that's where like the money's at, and that's where people have showed me that I should be.
Okay, what do you mean? You're already into that. What does that mean?
Like the construction-ish area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
He goes to work every morning till
10:30.
10:30.
Oh, is that right?
Through the co-op or through the work base?
This year I'm work base. Okay, the job.
So he gets high school credit for that.
Nice.
Job experience.
Good. Excellent.
And he's only in school half day.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Probably Miss Sparks, my English teacher. She's awesome.
Right. And what's your hardest class?
I really don't have any hard classes this year.
Really?
Got them all done junior and sophomore year.
Nice. Good for you. All right, Cohen. Cohen is a guy who played quarterback in a backup role a year ago, now moves to split end. Talk about that transition. How difficult was that?
Sorry there. The transition, I guess, was kind of difficult because it's really a tempo change from quarterback to split end. But I'm very blessed with the opportunity to play split end and see that other side of the offense.
Okay, explain tempo change. What do you mean by that?
By tempo change in the quarterback role, there's a whole lot of thinking about, all right, who's my read here? Who's my read key? Is this play going to work? Should I switch this? And all that thinking. And then going to split end, it's a lot more like thinking, all right, where's the ball path? Who do I block and how do I block in? And it's less of a quarterback where you've got multiple things to do. I'm going to read this, run out here. Split end, I've got my one guy and I'm going to try to get him. Go get him.
Did it make it easier, being the quarterback and knowing where everybody has to go on every play, did it make it easier for you to learn that one position?
Definitely it did. Because when you're at quarterback, one thing, it's recommended to know what everyone's doing on the field because then you can make audibles and stuff. And then going to split end, now I know, like, oh, I know what everyone's going to be doing here, and it makes my job a lot easier.
Can you explain to us what it's like? Because most of us have never played football, never played on a team. Even the people who are on a team didn't get to play. What's it like to block for somebody who runs around you and goes 76 yards or 74 yards for a touchdown? What's that like?
Oh, it's like I make contact with my guy. And because, like, on the long play, I blocked my guy for maybe 1 or 2 seconds, but White's just so fast. It's like I block him for a little bit, I turn around, and he's halfway down the field. So it makes my job a lot easier.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters.
I have two parents. I got my mom, Sarah McCray, and my dad, Chris McCray. Love them. They love me. I have three sisters, two olders, Claudia McCray and Kendall McCray, and I have one younger, Callie.
Okay. What are you going to do when you graduate?
I want to pursue with my dad in crop insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And be like an agent?
Yeah, I want to be a crop insurance agent.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you. Who's your favorite teacher right now?
Favorite teacher? I'd probably shout out Mrs. Dawson. She's a teacher that really cares for everybody. I can tell she genuinely does care.
Yeah. And you're kind of related to her, right?
Yeah, she's my aunt.
Full disclosure, right? So, but that's okay. That's totally okay. And she is a great teacher. So, who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Ooh, who do I hang out with? I'm blessed with many different friends. A lot of times, I'll hang out with a lot of guys on my football team because I see them a lot as brothers. And if not, I also hang out with my family a lot. I was blessed with being close with my family, like my cousins, Kyle and Wyatt, two past football alumni. And yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, these guys are good guys. I continue to be amazed and impressed at the quality of people that are going through Tiger football.
Well, it's an honor and privilege to bring such great young men up to your show. You know, it's the academic part of things and the social part of things is so important outside of football. And, you know, every now and then you have a string of a group of classes where your thoughts of what the program should look like aligns with what they believe the program should look like. And when your kids are your tempo setters and your leaders, it makes coaching a team much more easy, much easier, and more gratifying.
You have an unusual experience coming up because you're going to play your week 2 football game against Northrop.
Oh,
and
we do.
And they didn't get to play last
night.
They didn't. Their game got canceled because they were scheduled to play a Gary team that didn't have power. So they didn't play. So is that an advantage that you got to play?
I tune in for next week's show. I will tell you 168 hours from now whether that was an advantage or not. I do know that I'm guessing that they were there at the game last night. I would have been along with our staff. I've communicated with their head coach, who's new, but he's been on staff prior. We're going to trade our scrimmages. I do know that they are extremely athletic and have, you know, 5 to 6 kids that have committed or have, like, big-time offers. They've got serious speed at the receiver position. They've got a couple D linemen that are – oh, my gods. We'll get what film we have on them. We'll try and find some film from last year, maybe late in the season, because the guy was on the new head coach was on staff last year. So, it'll be a unique challenge, and it'll be at home, which is nice. It's alumni night, which is nice. We're going to take some time and honor former Warsaw Tiger coach Ted Huber, who we lost in January this past year, January, February, I believe. So that, you know, all those things are lined up for a great evening. Now, we just need to do our part Monday through Thursday and be ready to play Friday.
Absolutely. And if you want to know more about the alumni night, you want to be involved in that, and you're a former Tiger football player, if you go to WarsawTigers.com, there is a story that's got a picture of Coach Huber on the front of it. Click on that, and we'll give you all the information you need and links so that you can sign up for that. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Great job last night. We will see you on Thursday morning. Warsaw Tiger football, winners last night over Snyder, 33-30. How did everybody else do? We'll find out coming up next on the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Ned, what's that you're doing in there?
I'm playing a pinball machine I rented from Murphy Pinball.
Pinball still exists?
Yes. Murphy Pinball has over 25 pinball machines available to rent for any occasion, like birthdays and work events. At murphypinball.com, you can see all the themes like Jaws and Harry Potter.
I'm going to suggest my sister rent one for an upcoming wedding reception.
Make your next event unforgettable. Visit murphypinball.com to see the whole inventory and dates for upcoming tournaments.
Call the Glass Doctor.
It's a 3-2 count, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and the game is on the line. Ace pitcher Johnny never misses on the mound. He checks the runners, gets the sign, winds up, and delivers. Oh no, it's a wild pitch. Look out!
If you find yourself on the wrong end of a fastball, call Glass Doctor of Indiana for any glass issue. Auto, home, commercial, or even a custom piece of glass. Here comes the best pitch. Glass Doctor of Indiana has you covered except your eyeglasses and your water glasses. Call Glass Doctor of Indiana to fix your pain.
Hey, Tiger Nation. Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw. There's a reason Friday nights in Warsaw mean so much. It's the tradition, the memories, and the pride that comes with wearing the orange and black. The Tigers are ready to write another chapter, and we know what it takes. Preparation, teamwork, and a commitment to be the best. The same decision is what we believe in at Bobcat of Warsaw. Whether it's on your job site, around the farm, or doing a project at home, Bobcat Equipment is built to work as hard as you. We're proud to support Warsaw Tiger football and the community that supports them. Good luck this season to the players, coaches, and all of Tiger Nation.
Booyah!
There's a new face in downtown Warsaw, but a name you've trusted for generations. Introducing the Mike Saunders Agency, your new local home for Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. They've been serving you since 1934. Now Mike and his expert team are right here on Center Street offering personal service for your life, business, and home. See them today at 106 East Center Street. Visit insurancewithsaunders.com or call 574-267-0048. The Mike Saunders Agency. Let's insurance together.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
It would be impossible to argue that there's a bigger story on campus than the girls' golf team. What a start they are having so far this season. I realized after I'd signed off last week that I'd missed a girls' golf meet. There was a meet that they played before last Saturday that I didn't talk about. So I'm going to jump back and talk about that first. That was back on the 13th. Warsaw went to Fort Wayne, went to Autumn Ridge, and played Carroll on the 13th, and they beat them 167-176. Anya Puthikode, 37. Addison Ayler, 38. Reese Berner, 44. Vivian Spangle, 48. And Brooklyn Whalen with a 55. Then on Tuesday, the girls went to Chestnut Hills, back over to Fort Wayne, and they beat Homestead by a score of 177-186. Anya Puthikode with a 2-over-38, Addison Ayler 42, Reese Berner 46, Vivian Spangle 51, and Brooklyn Whalen with a 62. Then on Thursday, the girls were at home at Stonehenge, taking on Huntington North, and the girls won 175-245 over the Lady Vikings. Anya Puthikode parred all nine holes and finished with 35. Addison Ayler, 41. Reese Berner, 45. Vivian Spangle, 54. And Elena Binkley with a 56. So the girls remain unbeaten, and they will be in Fort Wayne today. And we'll tell you more about what they're going to be doing here in just a few minutes. The cross-country teams opened up their season last Saturday with their own invitational on their home course across the street from the high school. The girls were led by Danny Ristrelli with a second-place finish at 20 minutes and 20 seconds. You had Cecilia Sheets Holland with a seventh-place finish at 21:38, and she was followed by four of her teammates, Eden Gackenheimer, 8th, 21:42, Matilda Granger, 21:44, Isadora Vega, 22:04, and Savannah Purdy at 22:33. Columbia City won the meet with a score of 25. Warsaw right behind with a 36 in second place. Columbia City is going to have a very good year. Probably won't be beaten very often. The boys also had their home invitational last Saturday, and Warsaw won with a score of 29. Northwood was second with 50. Jackson Lehman finished second overall, first for the Tigers with a time of 17:20. Keenan Lyons was fourth, 17:32. Eli Swinehart was sixth, 17:35. Luke Vanderbee was eighth, 17:48. Jaden Flam, the freshman, at a time of 17:49, finished in ninth. Then Jack Boggs, 13th, and Dewey Brady was 15th. And the cross country teams, the girls team is in action today, and more on them coming up. The girls' soccer team opened up their season on the road against Chesterton on Tuesday, and the varsity opened with a 2-0 victory. Amy Escutia scored in the 15th minute to put the Tigers up 1-0. Natalie Hepner added the insurance goal in the 63rd minute to remove all doubt. It was a clean sheet for goalkeeper Avery Forrest and defenders Hayden Elliott, Reese Jackson, Evie Pepper, and Molly Palladino. And the girls will open up their home schedule here in just a little bit. The junior varsity also won at Chesterton by a score of 2-1. The boys' soccer team began their 2026 campaign with a 3-2 win over Fort Wayne Southside Tuesday at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Sam Laura scored twice, one assisted by Jonah Coggle and the other by Kubo Katule. Diego Rodriguez scored the third goal for the Tigers. The JV Black side beat Southside by a score of 1-0 on a goal by Gio Nunez. The JV team beat the Archers 6-1. Then the boys came back two nights later on Thursday and beat a very good St. Joe team 1-0. Jonah Coggle set up Sam Laura for the winning goal late in the match, the only goal of the match, and the Tigers won 1-0. The JV Black team lost to St. Joe 2-1. Nicholas Soloway scoring the goal for Warsaw. The junior varsity orange team won 4-1. Anthony Noriega scored it twice and added an assist. The boys' tennis team was in action this week. They took on Bremen to open up their season, and they beat them 3-2. Ian Overman at number 2 singles, Grant Boren at number 3 singles were winners, and the team of Hudson Victa and Jace Swanson at number 2 doubles scored points for the JV, points for Isaiah Stoffel, Silas Metz, and the doubles team of Ben Goble and Kendrick Bennett. Then the boys took on Huntington North the following night, and they beat them 3-2, winning all three singles matches. Number 1 seed Henry Norton, Ian Overman in number 2 singles, and Grant Boren at number 3 singles. For the JV, Tristan Etner got a point for the JV and the doubles team of Silas Metz and Philip Boston. The volleyball team had their first week of the season starting last Saturday with the McCutcheon Round Robin, where they took on former 4A state champion Hamilton Southeastern and the host school McCutcheon. In the first match, HSC beat Warsaw in three, but the first set went 27-25, so Warsaw was right in there till the end. Reagan Edwards with 14 kills, Harper Setzer 6, Madison Brayman with 22 assists and 14 digs, Sophia Rios with 4 aces, Cassie Jackson with 4 block assists, and Harper Setzer with 2 solo blocks. Then against McCutcheon, they lost in 5. It went 17-15 in that fifth set, so 2 tough losses, but you could feel the team getting better as the day went along. Harper Setzer with 15 kills, Reagan Edwards with 11, Madison Brayman with 38 assists and 9 digs, Olivia Rooney with 3 aces, Reagan Edwards with 8 block assists. The junior varsity also went down to McCutcheon. They lost to HSE in 2 sets, 25-18, 25-18. Piper Polk with 5 assists and Melena Silvius with 7 digs. The JV then beat McCutcheon in 2, and Piper Polk with 12 assists. Chloe Holman and Melena Silvius with 4 kills. Kayla Browning with 3 blocks, Maddie Perry with 7 digs. The freshmen also got invited to that tournament, and they went, and HSC beat Warsaw in 2 in their first match. Valeria Rosales with 3 aces, Addie Reed with 3 kills, Tenley Silvius with 11 digs, and Devin Port with 10 digs. And then McCutcheon beat our freshmen in 3. It went 15-13 in the third set. Tenley Silvius with 5 aces and 3 kills, and Devin Port led the way with 17 digs. The girls had 2 regular matches during the week then. They took on Concordia in their home opener in the Tiger Den on Tuesday. They won in 4. Reagan Edwards with 15 kills and Anna Stenish with 10. Madison Brayman with 27 assists. And in that match broke the 1,000 career assist mark. Reagan Edwards with 3 block assists and Bailey Edwards with 2. Elena Lance with 13 digs. Reagan Edwards with 9. Reagan also had 6 aces and Erica Shimasaki also had 6. The junior varsity beat Concordia in 2, 25-15, 25-22. Shelby Harlan with 4 aces, Piper Polk with 12 assists, Melena Silvius with 8 kills, and Maddie Perry and Anna Jones each had 5 digs. The freshman beat Concordia also in 2, but the first set went 30-28. Kylie Smith with 4 aces, Olivia Army with 4 aces, and Tenley Silvius with 7 digs. Then the girls went to Leo on the following night, and they beat them in 5 sets and went 15-11 in that final set. Reagan Edwards with 18 kills, Harper Setzer with 16, Madison Brayman with 45 aces. I'm sorry, did I say aces? I meant assists. 45 assists. If Madison had 45 aces, that would be something. Olivia Rooney with 22 digs, Erica Shimasaki with 5 aces, and Cassie Jackson with 4 blocks. The JV from Leo beat Warsaw in 3. It went 17-15 in set 3. Piper Polk with 4 aces and 10 assists. Melena Silvius with 8 kills, and Piper also had 9 digs. The freshman from Leo beat Warsaw in 2. But it went 25-23, 26-24. Again, very close. Serena Klingerman with 3 aces, Valeria Rosales with 2, and Tenley Silvius with 8 digs on the night. The freshman football team opened up their season against Northridge on Thursday, and that was on the road in Middlebury, and the freshman lost to Northridge 22-0. Micah Miller made a big hit that forced a fumble. Tigers recovered that. Quarterback Luke Finley, who was a freshman, showed some toughness on some big runs, but it just wasn't enough. And Northridge picked up the victory 22-0. Today, the girls' golf team is at Concordia. They're back in Fort Wayne. They tried to have this tournament last weekend. It was just too wet. So they're going to try to have the Concordia Lutheran Invitational today. That first tee times are already on the course. The girls' cross-country team is at the Larry James Invite at Sunset Hills up in Chesterton. That is underway. Also, then you have the boys' tennis team at the Bluffton Invitational at 9 o'clock. The volleyball teams, JV and varsity, are on the road at Carmel for their round robin. playing Rebuff and Carmel today. Boys soccer is at a tournament at Elkhart High School at 10 a.m. And girls soccer is home today for their home opener, JV against Hanover Central at 11, and the varsity will follow. On Monday, boys tennis is at Dwenger at 5. The volleyball teams, freshman JV and varsity, on the road at Homestead. JV and freshman at 6, varsity will follow in the main gymnasium. And the JV football team has a game at Fort Wayne Snyder, and that will be on Monday at 6 o'clock. On Tuesday, girls soccer is on the road at Plymouth for their first conference matchup of the season. Again, they get a week, and they'll have two matches under them before they already start conference play. And that will be at 5:30 for the JV at Plymouth, followed by the varsity. The girls golf team is home for a big dual meet against Concord and Northridge on Wednesday at 5 p.m. That will be at Stonehenge. The boys orange soccer team, which is a JV team, will be at Homestead at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And the unified flag football team will open up their season at home under the leadership of Ryan Bricker against Homestead. That will be at Fisher Field at 6:30. Then on Thursday, girls golf will be on the road in the conference at Mishawaka and Plymouth at the Pretty Lake Golf Course, and that will be at 5 o'clock. Remember, they've already won an invitational at that course. The boys JV and varsity soccer teams will be on the road at Plymouth at 5:30 simultaneously at Plymouth High School. The girls soccer teams will both be home on Thursday. Girls at 5:30, the JV at 5:30. The varsity will follow at 7:15 against the Northwood Lady Panthers. Boys tennis will be at Penn on Thursday at 5:30, and the freshman football team will be at Fort Wayne Snyder on Thursday at 6. And then Friday night, the Tigers varsity football team will host Northrop, and that will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. Again, it's alumni night. If you are a former Tiger football player and you would like to be involved in the alumni events, go to WarsawTigers.com. There's a story there about alumni night. It's got Coach Huber's face on the title of the page of that. And so check that out. Go there, and that will give you all the information you need. And there's a link there that you can get signed up for that. That's going to do it for the Tiger Sports Diary. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
There are plenty of Tigers around Warsaw this fall, but thankfully, these Tigers are on the football field. If there were actual Tigers roaming around northern Indiana, there's one company we'd call to handle them, Orion Wildlife Solutions. Orion specializes in humane wildlife trapping, removal, and critter-proofing for raccoons, bats, mice, and more. Noises in your walls? Call Orion Wildlife Solutions. Visit OrionWildlifeSolutions.com to keep critters out.
Some of the best things in life are the ones you never expect to find nearby. Piña and Coconut brings the warmth and richness of Latin Caribbean cooking right to Warsaw. From jerk chicken to coconut shrimp and sweet plantains, each dish is crafted with authentic island recipes. Dine in, order online, or let us cater your next event. No passport needed, just a craving for something unforgettable. Visit PiñaCoconut.com or stop in to 101 Argonne Road in Warsaw for a great meal today.
You have a lot of reasons to keep moving. Don't let pain slow you down. From workouts to family vacations to busy days, Ortho Northeast, located off US 30 across from Meijer in Warsaw, offers expert care from your neck to your toes and every joint in between. Feel better, move better, live better, starting today. Ortho Northeast in Warsaw. From everyday injuries to the most complex conditions, start your journey toward living your best life at orthone.com. That's orthone.com.
An alarming number of preteens are already drinking alcohol, which makes it urgent to find every opportunity to talk to your kids about the dangers of underage drinking. They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking, SAMHSA.gov. Talk. They hear you. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Brought to you by Inspire Indiana, formerly Kosciuszko Cares. Visit inspire-in.org to learn more.
Hello, this is your local H&R Block owner, T.C. Engel in Warsaw. We are much more than just taxes. If you're a small business owner, we have got you covered year-round with payroll, bookkeeping, and smart tax planning to help you keep more of what you earn. No run around, just local experts who know this community and your business. Whether it's tax time,
time or anytime, count on your locally owned and operated H&R Block. Our offices have merged into one great location in the Walmart Plaza on Walton Boulevard in Warsaw. Real support, real results.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Great game last night. We're looking forward to another one coming up on Friday as Northrop comes to town. We'll be on the air at 6:10 here on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to R&B Car Company for being our title sponsor. Thanks to the people at The Diner, John and everybody over there, for helping out with the food for the guys today. Thanks to all the coaches. Again, I said it last week. I meant it. I say it again this week, and I'll say it 20 times more before the end of the school year. We can't do what we do on this show, especially the Tiger Sports Diary part of it, without the help of the coaches. They stay up late. They get up early. They send those reports so that we know what information to give you on Saturday mornings and during the week with the scores. So in you, it's getting harder and harder to be coaches, right, in this world that we live in. Thank your coaches for doing what they do, for sending that information to us so that we can put it out there, because you all like to read the articles that we put at WarsawTigers.com. That same information is what we use on Saturday mornings. So if you appreciate that, make sure that you mention it to the coaches. If we mess up, if there's something we forgot, something we missed, a name we mispronounced, that happens. If you know about that, please let me know. I want to get this right, and maybe it was an oversight on my part. Maybe I didn't get a score. Maybe I didn't get results. I don't know. Freshman, JV, varsity, they all matter on this program. So make sure that you send us that information. You can email me, rgrossman@kensington.media. You could also email me at the school email that I have, which is rgrossman@warsawschools.org. Have a great Saturday, everyone, and we will see you back here next Saturday morning at 9 for more Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.